Hello.
Yes, hello. Is this Miss Edith?
Yes, it is.
Yes, Miss Edith, I'm returning your call. This is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. I was calling earlier in regards to Mr. Walter Goodwin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the reason I was calling is because I see that he's been with us recently. He's more of a newer client. We are required to have what's called the client service agreement signed. It's just a document on my computer that has this caregiver who was you, your schedule and your duties. And also it serves as a what's called a wellness check. It's just seeing the client in the home once a year face-to-face. It doesn't take more than 5 to 10 minutes unless you or Mr. Goodwin have any questions about home care or Medicaid or anything that was not explained to you guys previously. Let me make sure I have the correct address on file. I believe it's 1614 Dyer Street. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. I am doing that area tomorrow. I have several people scheduled. I could come to you guys in between 3 to 5. Could possibly be sooner than 3, depending on how quick the other visits go, but it would definitely be no later than 5. Would you guys be available tomorrow afternoon?
Let me ask him if it's okay with him. Hold on.
Sure.
This is Family First. Yeah. He said he wants to come by and do a face-to-face visit with you.
What time?
He says between 3 and 5.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay,
the 3
and 4. Yeah,
maybe. If he can make it early possible, yeah, of course. Oh, wait. You have a doctor's appointment. Wait a minute. I think you have a doctor's appointment.
Okay.
Wait a second.
I should be back by that time, by earlier. I'll be able to go to the appointment. I gotta go to CVS, get my medicine,
but
okay.
I work it out. So is between 3 and 4 okay?
I'm not sure because I could be earlier. Like, it'll be no later than 5 because I actually can't do it later than 5. But okay. It could possibly be earlier. I just give that range because I've already scheduled 6 people. He has an appointment tomorrow?
But it's early a.m.
Okay. So.
Yeah, he wants to know what early as possible. So approximately what?
Yeah, approximately 3 to 5. That's why I gave the range.
3 to 5.
That's why I gave the range.
I got you.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. His appointment is at 8 a.m. So.
Okay. Many times the appointments are quick. So there's a very good chance. Like, for instance, I had 4 yesterday, and
mm-hmm.
I think I started at like 12. I was done by before 2 o'clock with all 4.
Okay.
Now, mind you, all the same zip code. Now, sometimes they're longer if, you know, folks have questions, which I encourage them if they have any questions.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the industry for so long. I'm like, if you have anything, run it by me. If I can answer it, I will. But that's usually rare.
Now, what is your position with the company? What's your position?
So I have a bevy of positions. So I started out with Family First. Well, first I was a consultant in long-term care, worked for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came on 4 or 5 years ago as the lead marketer and business developer. And then I've also transitioned to the enrollment liaison because I've always done that on my own for the last 10-plus years, and as well as the outreach specialist. And now this is compliance because the requirements when you have a Medicaid contract with long-term care with the state, every year they come up with new stuff. So we have to remain compliant to the state within the contract range. So this is something that recently popped up in the last 2 years where they required us to have documentation that we saw the consumer in the home once a year. And also the client service agreement it shows proof of that. So I do a bevy of things for the company.
Mm-hmm. Just to let you know, I have you on the speaker with Mr. Goodwin.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, I'm the only one, because Family First is owned by a company called Passion Care. which is out of upstate New York. They have about 10 home care companies, Family First being one of them. I'm the only person, and they're all over there, Jersey, New York, Minnesota, Delaware, Philadelphia. I'm the only one in the Philadelphia office who does this.
okay, I got you.
So it's a lot. That's why I try to keep the visit short if I can, but I'm not going to risk somebody not having information they're requesting. You know what I mean?
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
So, yeah, I try to keep them short. And like I said, I try to get there earlier than possible. I just give those ranges because of, I give those slots just so I let people know. I can't give an exact time because it also depends on what's going on previously.
Understood.
But, yeah, I'll try my best to make it as early as possible. Hopefully it goes fast. I would love for that. This is the rest of it.
Yes. I mean, if you have any like literature you have to bring or something I can read over, or you want to leave me, that's good. I mean,
I don't have anything. Yeah, I don't have anything like that. If you wanted brochures, I could bring them. I don't have any on me at this time, and I'm not going to the office until next week. But anything that will be requested, I can get at a later date and bring it. So that's not an issue.
Okay. Well, I'll tell Mr. Goodwin, if you have any questions, we'll just go over it. I'll make notes, and we'll write them down before he gets here, and then when he gets here, we can ask him.
Okay.
All right, that sounds good. All right,
yeah,
so between 3
fine.
And 5.
Correct, yes, thank you.
Okay, 1614 Dyer Street. All right, see you then.
All right.
Bye-bye.